USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate has passed a massive tech and manufacturing bill aimed at keeping the United States competitive with China. The $250 billion measure contains money to bolster the research and manufacturing of semiconductors and overhauls the National Science Foundation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the bill will enable the U.S. to out-innovate, out-produce, and out-compete the world in the industries of the future. The measure now moves over to the House. And former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe will vie for a second term in the fall, McAuliffe winning Tuesday's Democratic primary by a landslide over four challengers, taking more than 60% of the vote. He'll face Republican Glenn Youngkin in November's general election. Virginia is the only state with a gubernatorial election this fall, and the state is considered a bellwether for the next year's midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Talks between President Biden and West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito over an infrastructure bill have been cut off by the White House. The president reportedly walking away from those talks over disagreements on the amount of new spending in the proposed bill. The White House says the president will turn to discussions on a proposal from another bipartisan group of senators. But Senator Capito isn't confident that talks with the group that includes Senators Mitt Romney, Bill Cassidy, Kirsten Sinema, and Joe Manchin will reach a bipartisan deal either. She tells Fox News that the president's proposal is probably headed for the reconciliation process.
I think that the reconciliation, which will be massive tax hikes on middle Americans, on farmers, on small businesses, is where they're going to go. And they're going to include human infrastructure, massive electric vehicle vouchers, other extraneous, what I think, to a physical core infrastructure bill will be. I expect that's the direction that they will go in July. But I'm sure that they're going to be working forward with the group.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More evidence is emerging in the search for the origins of COVID-19. Lance Pry reports.
The origins of the COVID-19 pandemic continue to point towards a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Dr. Stephen Kuei, founder of Atossa Therapeutics on Fox News, explains the virus itself points to a lab leak.
It's the concept of pre-adaption. So in all previous zoonotic infections where they come from nature, nature gives us a break. It jumps to humans, but then human-to-human transmission can't be sustained. Here, not only did the first patient get infected and very sick, they were able to transmit it human-to-human. That's never been seen before.
Professor Richard Muller of UC Berkeley says American experts were relying on Chinese evidence to base their dismissal of a lab leak theory.
The Chinese said that they had found that it had jumped from bats to humans in that laboratory. The measurements showed quite different. There were no bats in the Wuhan market. A paper had been published by the Chinese showing the genome. The genome that they showed didn't show the complete genome, left off the critical part of what we call the double zig.
The double zig will give investigators another ability to see if the virus was made in a lab or created naturally. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And two of the NBA's biggest stars will be skipping the Tokyo Olympics next month. According to reporting from The Athletic, Los Angeles Lakers' LeBron James and Anthony Davis will not join Team USA in Tokyo for the games to give both the time to recover from injury. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.